position. Now, if you're Lebo with Brooklyn Jones, obviously have to stay out of foul trouble defending Noonan, but you have to have your outside shots to fall, something that they did against Opie last night, shooting exceptionally well, 9 out of 24 from beyond the arc.
It will be a matchup of styles, as Lebo has a little bit of everything in speed, size, and shooting accuracy. Burlingame, not quite known for their size exactly, but man, can they shoot that ball.
Yeah, they may not be known for their size, but they have the best point post player in the league in Kaylin Noonan, only a sophomore.
Into the tip-off dot here at White Auditorium. For the ladies in white, the Lebo Lady Wolves, it's Brooklyn Jones. And for the Burlingame Lady Bearcats, it's Kaylin Noonan.
Lebo.
Ball in the air. We are underway. One into the backcourt to Lebo. Abby Peak possesses to start this ball game.
Lebo undefeated on the season, number two in 1A Division II.
Lebo going right to left as we see the action. Audrey Peak at the foul line. Right side, Allie Moore going to try and open it with a three, and she gets it. Allie Moore, right side. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And that's exactly how they wanted to start this one off. On the opposite end, a nice right side layup by Kaylin Noonan.
A three by Lebo and an early bucket by Kaylin Noonan. I think we know what we're talking about today.
Oh, absolutely. 7:23 still to go in the first quarter. Down low on the opposite end is Brooklyn Jones. Left block has her pocket picked by Kenna Masters. We're going the other way. Noonan, right side, loses the handle. It's picked up by Sage Hadley in the lane. Now Lebo back on the attack, going from right to left as we see the action here on the west side of the auditorium. Hadley will load up the three, but overshoot the rim. Rebound goes to Gracie Simmons, hustling the other way, stops at the top of the power E, now to Noonan, right block, down low, has her pocket picked by Hadley, and Hadley nearly throws it away on the left side of the floor. It's recovered by Audrey Peak. Nice pass, down low to Brooklyn Jones, tries the layup, gets bumped to the ground. No basket, but a chance for two nonetheless.
Burlingame.
And we are off to a fever pitch of a start.
Burlingame had lost their last two, one including Lebo, heading into the tournament. Of course, they played Little River just 7 days ago in a highly contested top two teams in 1A D1.
Brooklyn Jones misses on the first of two free throws. That is something that we saw in their semifinal matchup, as Brooklyn and Sage Hadley both struggling from the line. She misses on the second. 0 for 2 from the line. It's 3-2 Lebo. 6:41 still to go here in the first quarter. Lebo in their home whites with wolves across the chest. Red numbers and letters, black trim. Burlingame in their road blacks with white numbers and letters. Burlingame across the chest.
Really a clean jersey there for the Burlingame.
Really is. Very nice. I need to get one of those for my collection. Right side, Kenna Masters. Passing the lane to Noonan, kicks it up top into the hands of Gracie Simmons, who knocks down a Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group 3 of her own. And just like that, Burlingame takes the lead, 5-3, 6:07 to go in the first quarter.
Great start by Burlingame, finding their rhythm early.
Sage Hadley leaves the layup on the left side short. Simmons collects the board, and she'll hand off to Isabella Tyson to lead the charge. Now into the hands of Daylen Winters at the top of the power E here at White Auditorium. To Noonan, top of the key. And a collision between Allie Moore and two Bearcats involving Noonan and Masters, and we're going to get a foul on Moore. That's her first, team's first. 5:48 left to go here in the first quarter. Lebo trailing 5-3 to Burlingame. They led it to the start with a big three by Allie Moore at the opening possession. And since then, Burlingame's kind of overtaken the momentum a bit.
Yeah, it's been a nice counter for a 5-0 run.
Yeah. Down low, off the inbound, Gracie Simmons. Left side jumper is good.
That's too easy if you're Lebo. You got to defend that a little bit better on that inbound.
That's exactly what Patrick Gardner's saying on that sideline right now. Allie Moore, right wing on the Lebo end, up top to Audrey Peak. She'll try and drive inside around Winters. They get tripped up and fall down. No foul will be called. Loose ball will go to Gracie Simmons, now to Daylen Winters. And a foul is coming against Abby Peak for the reach-in, trying to knock it back. She got the ball, but she also got Winters' elbow. Burlingame up by four, 7-3. Approaching five to play in the first. Winters right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Goes right corner. Three is on the way and just barely misses by Masters. The rebound will be fought for. We'll get a foul on Burlingame. See who this one's going to go against. That's going to be Isabella Tyson. Believe they said over the back.
Yeah, she really was fighting for that offensive board, and she did come over the back.
Both teams with two fouls now. Abby Peek across half court to Audrey, left side. Now to Brooklyn Jones. Back to Audrey, right side of the floor. She'll circle to the right wing, looking for an opening. Brooklyn Jones now at the foul line. Drives, trying to get around Gracie Simmons. Jumper on the right block is no good. Simmons grabs the board, and Jones takes it right back. In the lane, loses the handle. Abby Peek comes up with it, picks up the dribble. Up to Audrey at the top. Now Sage Hadley, right wing three is just a little long. Jones comes in with the rebound. Now right block over the top of Simmons and Masters. Has her shot blocked, but it's picked up by Audrey Peek. Now to Abby, outside the arc on the right wing. Lebo crashing the boards on this possession. Audrey thinks about a three from the top. Won't take it. Trying to get some assistance here. She's caught by Winters, and we're going to get a five-second call.
Timeout. They gave the timeout.
Yep, timeout.
They gave the timeout to Pat.
Patrick Gardner wants a 30-second timeout to talk things over with his team. He is not happy right now.
I think that was just a safe possession. As you said, that five-second violation was just
about a second off.
Yeah. Away.
Yeah, good call by Pat Gardner as his team trails 7-3. 3:54 left to go in the first quarter, and it looked like Lebo was going to jump off to a hot start, kind of run this gym, but Burlingame not being intimidated, they're answering right back, and again, they've got the lead, and they're just not going to be intimidated.
Well, they're motivated. Both these teams motivated to have an opportunity to come away with a league championship. Long time coming for both.
Lebo sent Burlingame to the third-place matchup last year in the championship semifinals as Abby Peek turns it over in the lane to Isabella Tyson, or apologies, Kaylin Noonan. Noonan will give to Gracie Simmons, who brings it up across half court. Now skip to the left side to Masters. Left corner to Isabella Tyson. Tyson goes up top to Noonan. Noonan going to drive. Kick it right side to Daylen Winters. She'll drive to the lane. Now goes left side. Masters three on the way as well, short. The rebound goes to the freshman, Sage Hadley. Lebo back on the attack now in their end. Left wing, Audrey Peek. Foul line to Brooklyn Jones. Jones fires the jumper. It's good. Jones cuts the lead to 2-7-5 Burlingame as Katie Ott and Sierra Crouch get set to check in for the Wolves. At the top of the key with it now is Simmons being guarded by Hadley. Work down to the right block. Noonan trying to back down Abby Peek. She'll do it and score right side. Lead back to 4 thanks to Kaitlyn Noonan. She is dominating down low tonight.
Yeah, hand in her face, fading away, and somehow gets to fall through.
And right there, Noonan a little over-aggressive, bumps Hadley from behind trying to intercept a pass. So that will be Burlingame's third team foul, the first on Noonan.
Good ball pressure here by Burlingame. You know, outside of that shot falling through by Brooklyn Jones in that last possession, they have really had a struggle finding their rhythm offensively. They had missed their last 5 shots.
Allie Moore and Brooklyn Jones to the bench. In come Crouch and Ott. Abby Peek to Audrey, left wing on the inbounds. 2:36 to go in the first. 9-5 lead for Burlingame at the foul line. Abby Peek has her shot rejected by Isabella Tyson.
Excellent recovery there by Tyson. She fell to the floor, had got initially beat there by Peek, but recovered and had the block shot.
Now Tyson trying to get around Peek at the top of the key. She'll hand off to Daylen Winters. Left side to Kenna Masters. Masters, a few little spin moves to get around Crouch, but gets cut off by Ott, and now Hadley's going to pick up a foul for a reach-in on the pass to Simmons. Lebo normally great defensively, but tonight they just seem a little bit out of sorts.
Good job by Burlingame to really speed up that defense by Lebo, catching them in transition.
Top of the key with it now is Isabella Tyson. Tyson being guarded heavily by Abby Peek. Peek harassing her there on the top of the key. Now gets it to Winters. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. He didn't like the look for his team there as Lebo was ratcheting up that defense, both down low and up top. They couldn't really find any openings.
I don't know how the officials heard that.
I don't either. It's loud
Slater,
in here.
Slater, a very vocal, very flamboyant of a coach.
Yeah.
But just this intensity that we have seen here at Wide Auditorium. Most of the gold seats full, and it's just a sight to see after COVID robbed us of this capacity crowd. I mean, we're not close to capacity, but still, it's a great sight to see after having the very, very limited capacity we saw last year.
You know what was crazy? I think we talked about that last year. We said it might be limited, but, man, it's still loud in here. And I said I cannot wait for when we get back to full, no limitations and everything like that, and we're getting to see it right here tonight. It's fantastic.
And, of course, we got some pregame cookies provided by longtime secretary for the Opie Eagles, Ellen Watts.
Yes.
Said she figured out how to put KBOE TV on her computer last night, and it was a real treat. But she is a proud supporter of all of our broadcasts.
She has always been, absolutely.
The butter pecan cookies by Ellen Watts.
Can't wait to try and get a bite out of those. And speaking of trying to get a bite out of it, Lebo takes a bite out of Burlingame, stealing the ball away as Audrey Peek.
Going back the other way.
Oh, man, it's going the other way. Peek will pick up the charge. Driving down. Lebo faithful, not happy with that call. But when you lower the shoulder and drive through on a set defender, it's going to go against you every time.
And these officials had the boys. Mm-hmm. No, they had the girls' third place game, and they really called it close on calls just like that.
Tyson with it now in the Burlingame in. Into the lineup is Alexander Crook, the 5'11 junior for the Bearcats. At the foul line, Simmons throws it to Noonan right underneath the basket, off the glass and in. Kaylin Noonan with six on the night. It's 11-5.
Sierra Burlingame. Crouch was doing everything she could. She was front Noonan. It was just a great entry pass and the lob over the top.
Crouch tries to answer driving inside the arc but has to back out and give it up top to Brooklyn Jones. Abby Peek and Allie Moore getting set to check back in for Lebo as Audrey Peek fires a 6-foot jumper from the left elbow that's no good. Tyson collects the board yet again. Tyson on the charge here. Hands off to Noonan. Left side to Winters. A little swipe there by Audrey Peek will not find Pater. As Simmons throws it in the lane to Crook, goes through her hands, out of bounds, turnover here to Lebo as Sage Hadley and Abby Peek check back in. Out come Audrey Peek and Sierra Crouch.
Lebo only shooting 2 out of 9 from the field.
Wow, that's when's the last time you could say that? 40 seconds left to go in this first quarter. 11-5 the lead for Burlingame as Hadley drives to the foul line, gives it back up top to Allie Moore. Moore trying to back down Winters. Now to Brooklyn Jones. She'll go inside. 5-foot jumper on the way. Hits back iron and falls away. Jeff Slater wants a foul on an over-the-back call. He won't get it as Jones now drives inside for a right-handed layup off the rebound and will be tapped on the wrist, heading to the line for two.
Lebo empty their first trip. They went 0-for-2, their only trip to the line here in the first quarter.
Isabella Tyson picks up her second personal, fourth team foul, both teams with four, as Jones, she's going to come out, I think.
She got caught in the lip, and
I think
her lip's
bleeding.
So, she'll be
subbed out, and Audrey Peek will come in to take the free throws, as back into the Burlingame lineup comes Kenna Masters. Taking a seat will be Isabella Tyson. Tyson scoreless thus far in this ball game. Masters also scoreless, as Peek misses on the first of two, and that's 0-for-3 from the line for the Lebo Lady Wolves. And it's been a back-and-forth game for them this year with free throw shooting as Audrey gets the second one to fall. Lead now to 5, 11-6, 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Into the Burlingame in now, Noonan left wing. Up top to Simmons. Simmons works it right side to Masters. Now down low, Noonan gets tapped on the wrist by Hadley. Scores the basket, but they're going to wave off
the
shot and call it on the floor. I actually think that's the right call. Hadley came in about a fraction of a second before the shot went up, so I actually have to agree with the official on that call. That will be the second on Sage Hadley, and that's not good news for Coach Patrick Gardner. Still a lot of game to play here as 5 seconds showing on the first quarter. Masters Down low, Noonan, 1 second to go. Ball gets knocked out of bounds with 0.7 seconds.
Catch and shoot. Yep. Just lob it in. Lob it to Noonan. Let her just tip it in.
Yep. It's worked once with Simmons on the left side. But I think they might try and go up top to Masters. Nope. They're going to lob it there. Crook mishandles the pass, and that will do it for the first quarter. 11-6 the lead for the Burlingame Lady Bearcats over the Lebo Lady Wolves. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout and be back with second quarter action. You're listening to coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started in the following years. That kind of involvement has been a hallmark of the Shanky family and reflects their commitment to the Madison community. Don't miss the chance to see their buffalo roaming the Flint Hills and the Madison area. The Shankies are proud of the Madison schools and wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck this season, both on the court and in the classroom.
Lane Whitmore, LLC, your source for tax preparation, tax planning, and tax deferral strategies. This is CPA Cindy Clumpy. Call CPAs Cecil Lane, Brian Whitmore, Carol Medinzie, Glenda Redding, or myself for essential services like tax preparation, payroll, QuickBooks, and more. Lane Whitmore, LLC, we're here for you during tax season and all year long. Schedule an appointment with us. We are easily accessible with our office location at the Crest Center in downtown Emporia and also in Lebo and Lawrence. Lane Whitmore, LLC, wishes all teams success in this year's basketball tournament.
Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker back inside White Auditorium in what has been a high-intensity first quarter of our girls' championship game here, the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Burlingame leads it 11-6 to start the second quarter. Masters has it, top of the power E. Goes left side to Simmons, now to Noonan at the top of the key. She'll drive inside the lane, kick it up top to Daylen Winters. Now down low, left block, Alexandra Crook throws the pass away. Winters recovers, goes left side to Simmons, thought about a three, will kick it back up top to Winters. Right side now with it is Masters. Masters throws it down low to Noonan. Brooklyn Jones intercepts it, knocks it out of bounds, so stops the offensive momentum for just a moment here.
If you're Burlingame, you have to be pleased with your start to this ball game. They've shot exceptionally well, 5 out of 8 from the field. Lebo struggling from the field.
Winters to Noonan on the inbound. Left side, Simmons. Thought about that three again, but she's not going to take it. Right side to Winters now. To Noonan at the top. Left side back to Simmons. Lobs it to Noonan, who gets tapped on the wrist by Brooklyn Jones, and that'll be the fifth team foul for Lebo. That'll be Jones's first. And both teams racking up the fouls here early. If this turns into a foul line battle, you got to give the edge to Burlingame. Granted, we haven't seen them yet, but at the foul line, but Lebo not shooting too well. Noonan under the basket, just throws a wild shot over the top, uncharacteristic of her. And on the rebound attempt, we will get a foul on Alexandra Crook. So fifth team foul now for the Lady Bearcats. That's the first for Crook, the 5'11 junior. Abby Peek has it now, coming across half court with some speed. Goes to Sage Hadley at the top. She'll hand off to Allie Moore. Now to Audrey, has the ball stolen away by Winter. She's on a breakaway, down the other way, goes up, and can't hit the bunny. Put back by Noonan is good. Kaylin Noonan has 8, and it's 13-6. Burlingame as a foul occur on the opposite end. This one's going against Burlingame. See who Sarge tags with it. It'll be Kenna Masters.
White Cole didn't like that hand check there by Masters.
No.
They're calling it kind of tight tonight, so you have to respond here.
Yeah. Allie Moore, baseline inbound, goes to Abby Peek. Now up top to Audrey. Left block, Brooklyn Jones. Turn, shoot, scores! Brooklyn Jones with 4.
They need to get Brooklyn Jones going.
Yeah. Back to 5, the lead for Burlingame, 13-8. Noonan to Masters, right side, up top to Crook. Crook looking for Simmons, finds her streaking across up to the top. Now to Noonan up top again, right side to Winters. And she'll throw it away to Sage Hadley, the freshman. read it perfectly. Hadley. Hadley will get away with a big foul on that one. I'm sorry. But
that would have been huge. That would have been Hadley's third.
Hadley with a big elbow.
Definitely extended the arm.
Yeah, big elbow. Knocked Noonan down in the lane. No foul was called. She scores it. Three-point lead now for Burlingame as Simmons misses on the left wing three. 13-10. Burlingame. Last touch by Burlingame on the rebound attempt. Goes out of bounds. Lebo regains possession. Alexandra Crook will take a seat. Back in comes Isabella Tyson. She has two fouls on the night. Out there for Burlingame right now, it's Tyson, Noonan, Winters, Simmons, and Masters. All five starters out for Lebo. It's both Abby and Audrey Peak. Brooklyn Jones, Sage Hadley, and Allie Moore. Abby on the right wing, trying to go around Tyson. Up and under, knocks it down. Abby Peak.
So the Lebo has hit their last three shots after struggling to begin the ball game, shooting 2 out of 11.
And pulls her team back within one, 13-12, the lead for Burlingame. Winters looking for the answer, goes to Noonan, right block, goes around Abby Peak, off-balance shot, falling to the ground, knocks it down, does Kaylin Noonan. Noonan in double figures now at 10, it's 15-12. Jones in the lane, lobs it. Wide right, Tyson with the board once again, and Isabella Tyson has to be approaching double figures and rebounds alone.
She does a lot of stuff that doesn't really find the score sheet offensively, but just doing little plays. Hustle probably their best on-ball defender.
Crouch and Ott to the scorer's table for Lebo. At the top, Daylen Winters loads up the three, hits backboard, and that's all she'll get. Rebound goes to Audrey Peak, now to Brooklyn Jones across half court. She'll pull up just inside the arc, launch the 20-footer, that's no good. Rebound goes to Noonan. Now to Tyson. Down the opposite way. Up top, unguarded Masters. To Winters, left wing three. It's good! Daylen Winters knocks down the Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three. 18-12 now the lead for Burlingame. And I can barely hear myself right now. It's loud in here. We'll get a full timeout taken by Coach Patrick Gardner, so we'll take a 30-second break ourselves. You're listening to coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Murphy Agra LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra LLC, they're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
Back inside White Auditorium, taking Jeroen Michael Deeker here in our girls' championship matchup of the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Coverage brought to you all week by Cheever Well Service of Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out, fully insured. And USD 243, Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. 18-12 is the lead for Burlingame. They've only trailed once thus far after Lebo opened the ball game with a long three by Allie Moore. And Burlingame would go on a 5-0 run to overtake the lead, and they haven't given it back yet. 3:42 left to go in the half. Crouch has it right wing, checking in for Lebo in that timeout. Audrey Peak up top to Abby. Abby thought about a three. Instead, she'll go back to Audrey, who will take the three from the left side. It's good!
Huge.
A huge Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3 by Audrey Peak. And Audrey has her first points from the field tonight. Daylen Winters, being guarded by Abby Peak on the opposite end, will drive to the foul line. Now gives up top to Simmons, right side to Masters. Burlingame looking to keep the lead in a two-possession form. They trail, or they lead it, 18-15, but they'll turn it over in the lane. Abby Peak hustling down the other way, trying to beat Isabella Tyson. She won't do it as the shot will be long, but it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by Burlingame. Audrey Peak getting instructions from Coach Gardner, but can barely hear him. Again, it's a loud crowd here. On the inbound, Brooklyn Jones goes up and around Gracie Simmons. They never saw the inbound come in. Brooklyn Jones pulls her team back within one. 18-17 the lead for Burlingame. 2:35 left to go in the first half. Noonan has it left side of the floor. Up top to Masters, right side now to Tyson. Down low, Noonan in the post, goes up, gets it in one! Kaylin Noonan
is just having an incredible ball game.
She looks unstoppable down low, honestly. She's had a few miscues here and there, but overall, she has just been a presence.
Foul, falling away from the basket, somehow getting that shot to fall.
She has 12 on the night as Jones and Abby Peak take a seat. Back in come Sage Hadley and Allie Moore. Noonan for the old-fashioned three-point play gets it.
First foul line attempt by the Burlingame Bearcats.
21-17 the lead for the Lady Bearcats. 2:19 left to go in the opening half. Allie Moore launches a line drive three, gets knocked down in progress. No foul. Daylen Winters collects the board, heads down the other way. Up top to Gracie Simmons. Three on the way. Well short. And the ball will bounce out of bounds. Baseline inbound coming for Lebo. Crouch will do the honors and get it to Hadley, who leads it up across half court. Thus far, no real full court pressure by either team. Under two to go in the first half. Hadley loses the handle in the lane. It's recovered by Audrey Peak, who double dribbles. That's the sixth turnover for the Lady Wolves thus far tonight. And if you ask Coach Patrick Garner, that's six too many. .45 left in the opening half. 21-17, Burlingame leads Lebo in our girls' championship game. Winters able to corral an errant pass. Now to Noonan, right block. Collision there with Ott, no foul called. And she'll turn it over to Audrey Peak in the corner. Peak hustles down, goes coast to coast, goes right side. Three on the way by Sierra Crouch. Good! Back to a one-point game. Sierra Crouch, the freshman, with a huge Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3.
Biggest shot she's made in her career.
Absolutely. Isabella Tyson right block now, being guarded by Audrey Peak. Up top to Gracie Simmons. Up top now to Noonan. Sorry, Masters. Now to Noonan on the right elbow. 60 seconds left in the opening half. Masters. Tyson. Right wing three is way off the mark. Trying to save it in bounds was Daylen Winters. She will not succeed in that endeavor. 52.4 left to go with the inbounds coming here for Lebo. Jones gets it to Peak. Peak will walk it up across half court. 45 seconds now. Peak to Allie Moore. Moore drives inside. Layup in the lane. It's good.
Excellent dribble drive there by Allie Moore. Daylen Winters at the point. Now trailing things by one. Lebo's first leads in the early first quarter. Three on the wing by Daylen Winters. Good. Great answer by Daylen Winters. Her second Midwest Land Group three.
24-22, it's been a back and forth first half. 7 seconds left to go. Hadley in the lane, now right side. Abby Peak back to Hadley, turns it over, and Winters will get tripped up trying to fight for the rebound. 1.2 seconds left to go. That's the seventh foul for Lebo, so we're shooting a 1-1 here. A chance to extend the lead back to a two-possession game here.
Third foul on Sage Hadley. That hurts right here before the halftime break.
Audrey Peak will check in along. Emma Tyson in for Burlingame. Out comes Noonan. 1.2 left to go in the half. At the foul line is Winters. What's up the first? It's long, and a rebound goes to Peak. She'll heave it from half court, but will be well off the mark. That'll do it for the first. try and get a quick word here with Coach Jeff Slaters. His team leads it 24-22 at the half.
Tegan Trahoon working on getting Jeff Slater, but 24-22, an excellent start here to begin this ball game. Slater's at the water jug fountain trying to lubricate for this interview with Tegan Trahoon. Tegan, it's all yours.
I can understand you might be a little thirsty after that game, after that first half. That was quite a back and forth endeavor. Coach, give us your thoughts on that first.
I think our defensive energy is really good. Our defensive focus, we seem really locked in. And that's what it's going to take. You know, it's going to come down to stops. There, last 3 minutes of that second quarter, I thought our execution on offense kind of lacked, and they got some rhythm, and you know they hit some big shots. But if we can really lock in on defense these next two quarters, I think we'll give ourselves a chance in the fourth.
Coach, best of luck here in the second half.
Thank you.
That is Coach Jeff Slaters. His team leads it 24-22 at the half in our girls' championship game here of the 101st. Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back, get you halftime stats and analysis, and try and get a word with Coach Patrick Gardner ahead of second half action. You're listening to coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, online at KBOU.